President-elect Donald Trump has threatened to repeal several of President Obama's executive orders, for example, those dealing with undocumented immigrants and climate change. But there have been hundreds of other executive orders issued by President Obama. One of them has to do with non-compete agreements in the workplace. It's an issue that was also on the radar for some Wisconsin lawmakers last session. As Shemaine Mills reports, it's estimated that one in five workers has a non-compete agreement.
Mike Ivey has a competitive nature, so when he was asked to sign a non-compete agreement for work, it went against years of racing experience. On a day where the temperatures struggled to stay above zero, I went to his Madison home where he was getting ready for a ski event.
Hi, Shemaine.
Oh, it's the kind of weather that makes you remember it's winter.
Good ski weather.
On this particular day, Mike was waxing his cross-country skis for a race in Ironwood, Michigan.
This is Toco X Cold Powder. It's for temperatures below 5 degrees Celsius.
Mike has more time to ski now after taking a buyout from the Capital Times newspaper, where he worked for 30 years as a business reporter.
I think some of my competitiveness in sports led me to the news business and, you know, being a competitive reporter. I always wanted to get the scoop. So that really drove me for a long time in the newspaper business. I started as a sports writer.
Ivey says when he left, the paper asked him to sign a non-compete agreement lasting 6 months. He was unsure what to do.
I don't know. I didn't really want to rock the boat too much and ruin my severance package. But then I called a friend who was a lawyer, and she had said, well, those non-compete agreements are really hard to enforce. And then I thought, you know, I'm not going to sign it.
So Mike was able to write as a freelancer for other publications. But for other workers, a non-compete means lost income. And for companies, it may reduce their ability to find workers. Finally, employees who want to leave and start their own business may not be able to do so. Non-competes are part and parcel of many jobs, everything from fast food joints to the tech world. Joe Kurgis runs Generator. It's a business accelerator that invests in startups that rely on digital technology. Kurgis argues non-competes put up roadblocks for would-be entrepreneurs and stifle state job growth.
The argument for us is the free market. We think that competition has been a hallmark of American success. And if you're looking to foster competition, I don't think you accomplish that by enforcing an agreement whose title begins with the word non-compete.
Kurgis was an outspoken opponent of a proposed change to state law last year that would have expanded the scope of non-competes, making them more favorable to big business. More recently, President-elect Trump drew controversy for having strict non-compete clauses for his campaign workers. Prior to that, President Obama was going a different direction. In October, the White House announced a new effort to curb the use of unnecessary non-compete agreements that, quote, come at the expense of wage growth, entrepreneurship, and broader economic growth. A UW-Madison business professor is part of that nationwide effort to find out how widespread non-competes are and which industries they're used in. Martin Ganko is an associate professor of management and human resources at the Wisconsin School of Business.
There has not been a lot of good data about non-competes, so we don't really understand how non-competes work, how they're used, you know, why firms use them, or even why firms don't use them when they have the opportunity to use them.
Ginkgo says they'll have results from their survey of businesses in the spring. Meanwhile, hope springs eternal for those like Kurgis. He'd like non-competes repealed or scaled back. The likelihood of that happening may have been better under the previous administration, but now there's a new president of a different party and maybe a different mindset. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.